it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From 9 down to 2, the agencies running the Pennsylvania-New Jersey turnpikes have settled on two options to replace the Delaware River Bridge linking the highways. Here's KWW's Mike DiNardo.
The turnpikes say rehabilitating the 70-year-old connector bridge is not an option after a truss crack that forced the temporary closure of the bridge in 2017. They've narrowed the choices down to two. One would take 8 years to build a new bridge in stages north of the existing bridge between Burlington and Bucks counties. Option two would build the new span all at once, taking 4 years. Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission Press Secretary Marissa Orbanek says one of the plans will be chosen early next year.
We're still in the preliminary stage, so we have these two alternatives. We're going to continue to study them, and we hope to bring one alternative to move forward with in spring of 2026.
But it'll be a while before the 68,000 daily vehicles using the bridge will cross any new span. Design and engineering work is expected to take until 2031, with construction starting after that. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.